And good morning to you, Lord. The whole idea of sheep is familiar to us. The Good Shepherd, there are all kinds of icons of sheep in Christian art and things like that. And for whatever reason, sheep are depicted as dumb animals. No, they just follow. Well, that's incorrect. There's evidence that sheep are not only pretty smart in the hierarchy of the natural animal reign, but they are also capable of deep emotion. Who knew? Wilhelmina knew. So one thing about it, though, is that sheep, like many of us, like myself, when they get scared, they kind of freak out, and they just scatter, and they just don't think. Kind of like me. They become kind of stupid when they're afraid. Thoughts are irrational, and my behavior is often irrational, as the sheep, as they run all over the pasture, being afraid. I don't think the sheep understand the depths of fear the way we do, but they do experience an anxiety. So just to take a minute and think about, for me, that sheep are smart is an exercise in some, what's the word I want, that I needed to really stop and think and reassess my image or my thought idea of what some people think other things are, sheep included. It's amazing that the sheep know the voice of their own shepherd. If there's several groups of sheep and there's several shepherds, the shepherd calls the sheep, only his sheep will go to him or her. That's amazing to me. I wish my dog would do that. And Jesus is our shepherd. And he's willing to lay down his life for us. His faith in humanity is strong, and we should be strong in our faith as we embrace him as our shepherd. I'd like to have as much faith as the sheep have to go to their master, to go to their shepherd, and know that they are safe. Sometimes when things aren't going well and I get afraid, or I scatter, but I scatter away from Jesus. And here's the thing, though. Jesus always comes looking for me. He always seeks out that one lost sheep. I wish the faith of humanity was as strong as the faith of sheep. I don't know if each one of us is attuned to the voice of Jesus and the promise of safety under his care. What does that mean? To know the difference between the voice of Jesus in our lives and the voice of something that's there to distract us. When I was in Ireland a few years ago, there were sheep everywhere. I mean, that's kind of big duh. The most interesting thing, though, was that the sheep were spray painted. Just absorb that for a moment. Some of them were purple. Some of them were magenta. Some of them looked like they'd been tie-dyed. I mean, not the whole sheep, but on their side. So I finally got up the nerve to ask, because it seemed like a stupid question. And what I discovered was that each shepherd had a mark, like a brand, of their own sheep. And so you could tell whose sheep was whose. So that when sheep were out grazing in pasture, people couldn't sheep steal, you know, because that was their sheep. If we stay strong in our faith, we hear Jesus calling us, and we remember that we indeed, like those sheep, are marked. We are marked as Christ's own forever at our baptism. So, what are we going to do about being a sheep? What does it mean to be part of Jesus' flock? Part of it for me means that we're not out there alone, that we're in a community. We are, I'm not sure, what is the, they're herds of cows, what is it of sheep? Anybody know? I should have looked that up. But we are the family. We are Wilhelmina's sheep family, if you will. And in our baptismal covenant, either we said or someone said for us that we promise to follow Jesus and to resist evil with God's help. The difference between somebody that wants to take the sheep somewhere, even if it's for good intent, and Jesus, is the fact that the thieves, they don't love us. They just want something for themselves. Jesus loves us unconditionally. And he wants us for himself, but not in a way to own us, but in a way to embrace us as part of God's creation. And to embrace us to the point of love where he was willing to die for us. So how do we recognize the voice of Jesus? That's a question I get a lot. How do I know this is the right thing? I don't have the perfect answer to that, but I have found that a time of discernment and prayer goes towards understanding what it is that God is calling us to do. Sometimes it's a time of just standing away and looking at something from a different perspective. And sometimes it's pretty obvious. There have been times when there was something that I thought that I was really called to do. And every time I started to get it on board with it, something would go wrong and the door would be closed. And I've had to learn to accept those closed doors that happen sometimes. Do you feel safe in the knowledge that Jesus loves you and protects you? The 23rd Psalm reminds us of how deep is the love of God that he has for us. Just a few interesting things. First of all, I never hardly thought I'd say this, but the 23rd Psalm is one time when I really prefer the King James Version. In that we claim the Lord is my shepherd. There's not anything that I could want for. He takes me to green pastures and still waters. And then it goes on about being not afraid in the shadow of the valley of death, the shadow of death, and that I should not fear evil. These are things that God watches over me. If I'm listening and I'm not acting like a stupid sheep and running away from something, if I just stop and listen for God, that all will be well. Here's one part of it, though, that I think is important to mention that people sometimes don't know or don't get or ignore. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Now, the rod is used in shepherding. It's a stick. And when the sheep get out of line, they get a little nudge. Sometimes not that little. But they are disciplined. And so what it is that I often forget, I don't know about you, is the fact that sometimes God has to discipline me. Sometimes God has to say, hold on, that's not where I want you to go, and stops me in my tracks in some way or another. Sometimes a little harder than others. I'm going to say it anyway. I always wanted to have my head anointed with oil, like down the Jesse's beard. But I'm not sure that I really do. But that image to me is so powerful of just being poured out the love, care of Jesus. And that assures me that goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And we will indeed dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So do we really believe Do we really believe that God loves us that much? And do we really embrace the love of God? Or just kind of just a thing, oh, God loves me, Jesus loves me, this I know because the Bible tells me so. Or when things are just not going right, or we're in a situation that brings fear into our lives, do we really stop and really consider and really believe that Jesus will protect us? I invite us all to embrace God's love for us this day, to take care to make sure that others know about how much God loves us, whether it's by words or, as St. Francis says, in any way imaginable, when necessary, use words. Amen.